Leading the news this morning, the federal government is indeed turning its attention from tax to jobs today. About 100 representatives from business unions and government are gathering in Canberra for a jobs forum. The focus will be on the struggling manufacturing sector, which has been hit by the mining boom and the high Australian dollar. Afghan authorities have arrested six people who are accused of plotting to assassinate President Hamid Karzai. One of the president's bodyguards is among those arrested. The Afghan government says the alleged plotters have links to the militant Haqqani network. Several of Mr. Karzai's allies, including his brother, have been killed over recent months. A man will face court today charged over a double homicide in the southwestern Victorian town of Casterton. Two men were stabbed to death and another two were injured in a neighbourhood dispute on Tuesday night. Police arrested a 31-year-old man in Mount Gambier in South Australia. An Australian man has pleaded guilty in a US federal court for accepting bribes while working as a contractor in Afghanistan. Neil Campbell had been working for an organisation rebuilding schools and hospitals. He's accused of accepting a $10,000 bribe for funneling projects to an Indian subcontractor. Campbell faces up to 10 years in jail and $250,000 fine. And a refugee who's been living in Australia for 10 years has been jailed by an Indonesian court for people smuggling. Haidar Ali was arrested by Indonesian police in May.